if you're carrying, okay, concealed, let's say, what do you got to have on you? Do you have to have your firearms ID with you? Do you have to have a concealed, like, thing saying I can carry, or what? Because I know some states are completely different, and I haven't found anything on that yet either. I don't know if you've heard anything to this point.
This is Corey Jones with the Be Ready with Safety Man podcast. Join us every week for a new podcast. Follow us everywhere podcasts are played and on YouTube, Be Ready with Safety Man. This is Corey Jones.
All right.
It's about that time?
Yes, sir. We're back.
Guess what?
What?
It's Safety Man and Ida Hoogie here for another installment of the Safety Man podcast, Safety Man Consulting, safetyman.co, or at Safety Man on all social media. Anything you do to keep you safe. Hoogie, how's it been?
Good, man. I like the new studio. We got the new setup. The lighting is good. So we got the wires working. Look at us. Like, semi-professional.
Exactly.
We're not there yet, but
exactly.
We're slowly getting there.
We're getting there. But the good thing is we're getting good content out to the people.
And first off, thank you. We've reached over 1,000 subscribers, so thank you guys for the support. You guys are awesome. We're going to keep growing, and we're going to keep putting stuff together that's relevant, fun, safe, you know, everything. Corey's been doing a lot of stuff, so let's get into it. I mean, this is the big news. This is New Jersey news, but nation news, I don't know. He knows more about it. I'm going to ask a lot of questions. We're going to go from there. So, conceal carry. What is going on?
Yeah, so based on a United States Supreme Court decision, New Jersey is now a must-issue state when it comes to permit to carry a handgun. Okay, you can carry concealed or open. I don't recommend that you carry it open. I would always recommend to my clients that they carry concealed. This is New Jersey. Law enforcement officers and private citizens are not used to having seen a firearm on an ununiformed individual. So we do recommend that you carry concealed. So there's going to be a few steps that you have to jump through. Anything that you've been hearing, Anthony, like right off the bat?
So I just know people are applying. I've heard that, you know, I don't know all the basics. I've heard you have to take a class. I've heard you had to do so many hours, you know, and I've also heard, and I don't know if this is true, about insurance, personal insurance that needs to be carried. So I was hoping that maybe you could fill me in a little bit more and we can kind of go from there, because a lot of stuff seems like it's still a little bit up in the air.
Yeah. Well, the Supreme Court didn't say any of those things, right? New Jersey added some restrictions on it, and most of them I actually agree with. As a firearm instructor and a police officer for 27 years, I don't have a problem with the vast majority additional requirements that the state is requiring the applicants to go through. As far as insurance, let's jump on that one right away. I'm not aware of any mandatory insurance that applicant or firearms owner has to have. However, I do recommend to my clients that they at least explore that, because as we see in the media, if there's a use of force that results in bodily injury, serious bodily injury, or death, clearly there's likely to be civil litigation attached to that. And while we don't want them to come after our home, our job, or our car, if we do have an insurance policy, that would be something that your attorney could negotiate with. And I said attorney, there are also companies out there that have legal representation that will represent you 24/7 for a use of force, whether you're on duty, off duty, for police officers and for private citizens inside the home and now potentially outside the home. So those are two different things. Just remember that a universal litigation policy is not the exact same thing as an insurance carrying policy. So they're two separate things.
All right. So that is nothing. This is the things that I've been hearing from people asking me, and I'm like, I don't know, but I'm going to talk to Corey about this stuff. So in New Jersey, there's nothing mandating that you have to have insurance as of right now. And this is August of 2022. Remember, if you're watching these videos, they're just for entertainment. We are not lawyers. We're not giving you legal advice. We have to throw that out there. Things change every day in the United States and in New Jersey. So make sure you stay up with the consultants. We're just telling you what we know right now in August of 2022. So going on to the next thing, concealed, maybe just break it down. What is the difference between concealed? I know, but people watching, concealed and open carry. What is that? Like, real quick, a definition. What is that? Yeah.
So concealed carry would mean that your firearm is concealed by either your clothing, your pants, some bag or pouch that you're wearing it in, so it can't be readily identified as a firearm from anybody not with you. And then open carry would be just the opposite. Like a police officer you see on the street, you can clearly see that he or she is carrying a pistol on his or her hip. That would be open carry.
Okay. So now, you know, I apply. So how do I do that? I'm going to do the same thing. The application, is it going to be online, I'm assuming?
No. You have to go online to get the same place you went online to get your permit to purchase and your firearms ID card. You go to that same location. You're going to go scroll down to where it says permit to carry. There's going to be three links there. The middle link is going to be your instructions, and that's going to tell you everything that you need to do. I kind of wrote them down here. It means that you're going to have to apply in person when you actually actually print this out. So you're going to fill it out online and then print it out. Then you have to get a few additional documents. You have to take it in person to the law enforcement agency nearest where you live. In the town that you live in, if you're serviced by state police, then that barracks. You have to apply in person. You have to have your New Jersey driver's license and birth certificate, or your birth certificate and a passport, or your driver's license and a naturalization paperwork or green card. But you have to have at least two positive forms of identification when you do that.
So my Burger King like rewards card doesn't count?
Not unless you're trying to buy the officer lunch. And I don't think that's going to help him or her pass your...
Slide the card right
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, just not going to work. Yeah, I mean, you can try to eat a hoagie. But you went to Burger King. You didn't go to like Hoagie Shack or something?
I don't know. For some reason, the King popped in my head real quick.
Slack's Hoagie Shack. Just thinking. That's what I would have thought. All right. So you got those things. You printed out the form. You filled it out. You printed it out. You got your identification. Now you have to get it notarized when you sign it. So you actually have to take it to a notary and get that, sign it in front of the notary. So don't sign it until you're in front of the notary, because they have to witness you sign it. Then you have to get not one, not two, not three, but four color passport photographs. Mm-hmm. Passport photographs. Don't take them on your iPhone and cut them out in a piece of paper. Okay, I've already heard of people that those were being rejected. So spend a couple of dollars. Probably the same place you go to get your passport photos for your passport. You can probably get them done here. I know UPS store does it.
Yeah, so I was going to say either like most places like Staples or UPS. And then I know in Burlington County, the Morristown Mall, there's a passport place you can go there and they'll officially do them for you as well. So if you look in your local county and just Google like, you know, where do I get passport photos taken at?
Yeah.
It's probably going to come up. So you need four of those.
Yes, okay. you need four of those. You also need your consent for mental health records check form. That's a form you're going to download at that same place on the state police website. So it's going to the first form is the permit to carry. The second form is the instructions, everything we're going over now. Then the third form is going to be this consent for a mental health records check. And you have to have that one filled out too and brought with you. Now, when you go to submit this application to your local law enforcement agency or, like I said, the state police where you live, you also have to bring with all those things, you have to bring proof of ownership of each and every pistol that you intend to carry. All right. So if it's a pistol that you inherited from somebody, you're going to have the legal documentation to say that pistol was legal and that it currently is legal and you inherited it. If you bought it out of state and it's legal in New Jersey, you have to have the receipt and the paperwork. And obviously, if you bought it in New Jersey, you're going to have a pink form for that handgun that you bought it in New Jersey. You must bring that, not a copy of it. You must bring that. They'll give it back to you, but you must bring that with you. So I'm just saying it over and over again because I don't want you to waste all your time to go up there and then get kicked back for something that you forgot. Now, here's the tricky part.
Okay.
You had mentioned this, right?
Go ahead.
Yeah, that part up there is clear as mud, right? Yeah, we haven't gotten to the questionable part yet. Now, you have to have a written form from a certified firearm instructor indicating that you qualified with, on one place when you read it, another place where you read it says, demonstrates a thorough knowledge of the safe handling of the firearm or firearms that he intends to carry, he or she intends to carry. So you have to have that piece of paper from a certified firearm instructor. But beyond that, the state is somewhat quiet on what exactly that means. So I've run around a bunch of attorneys, and what does demonstrates a thorough knowledge of the safe handling of each firearm? And you know, that's not a sentence that anybody wants to stand on.
Yeah.
So what I did, because I am authorized by the state to be a SORA instructor and have to teach use of force, I'm authorized by the state to be an RPO instructor and have to teach use of force and deadly force to retired police officers, and I'm authorized by the state to make both security officers and retired police officers qualified to continue carrying their firearms concealed or on duty in an open fashion, I'm using those lesson plans.
Okay.
So I'm taking the exact lesson plans. I'm having my applicants fire the handgun qualification course one, same thing I had to fire twice a year for 27 years, and I continue to have to use to maintain my status. So they have to do one passing score, that.
Okay.
HQC1, which is on the Attorney General and the State Police website.
It's 60 rounds, by the way, that you
yes.
have to shoot 80% or better.
Yes, 60 rounds, and just everybody listening, make sure you can shoot from both the 25 and the 15-yard line. Okay, I've already had some clients, unfortunately, they could not meet that standard. They had to go home, reschedule a training course with me so we could get them to that standard. Because everything is above board here. If it's not a hit, it's not a hit, because it's my name that's going on that piece of paper.
Yes.
Right? So, as Anthony said, 60 rounds, 48 minimum. And if you can't hit 48, you shouldn't be carrying a gun anyway. It's a relatively easy course, is it not?
Yeah.
It's a relatively easy course. So you have to do both that and listen to me teach the New Jersey Attorney General's updated 2022 use of force policy, specifically focusing on deadly force. I use the exact PowerPoint. I have my students do it on Zoom. Then after the Zoom, I send them a test, which they have to fill out and send the test back, indicating that they understood, and they got some of the key points from it. So I have all that proof sitting on my servers, indicating that my client did get it. So I'm trying to do it the right way, where making sure that not just how to use the gun, but what's more important than that in 2022? Is when, right?
Yeah.
Is when to use the gun.
Because,
when to pull
a gun
out.
Here's the thing, too, is like, you know, at the end of the day, if something happens, you know, I hate to say it, but you're going to get called in to testify.
Absolutely.
You know, and if you're just a half-ass range instructor and you just sign off like, yeah, I've seen this dude shoot on Wednesday nights, he's pretty good, mm-hmm. you know, and sign off on it, man, like, when it goes to court, they're going, well, what did he do? If you have a presentation that says, he did this on this date, he completed 55 out of 60,
mm-hmm.
here's all my documentation, like, I don't want to say it takes all the liability off of you, because there's always liability, but it takes a lot off of you if you can demonstrate that you actually did your job. And I know Corey, he is very on point when it comes to these things. So, you know, that's obviously what you want. And, you know, first off, to get trained better, but two, to, you know, you have a solid back as well, you know.
Indeed, indeed. That's why I picked that. That's why I ran it by some attorneys and said, yeah, it seems like you're pretty good, Corey.
But officially, we have not got anything from the state, correct, that says X, Y, and Z?
No, I have not seen anything saying this is the minimum standard they shall do.
Okay. Question now, recertification. Anything on that? How many mm-hmm. times a year? How many years? Or is it one done? Like, what's the deal with that?
Well, once you submit all that, you put all that together with my form, you'll give that to the investigating agency, that investigating officer or detective. Then he or she is going to tell you how to go get fingerprinted. So then you have to go to that private company, Identigo, and schedule your fingerprints. And that seems to be what's holding a lot of things up right now, is because that's the same company that fingerprints for everybody, from passports to regular gun ownership to permits to carry. Everybody uses Identigo. So they're backed up. So once you do all that, all those things then marry, and providing there's nothing in your background, providing your references to who you had to have three of them, don't come back and say anything, providing there's nothing bad in your mental health report, it should then go before the Superior Court judge in the county in which you live, whose job it is to ultimately approve that permit to carry. As far as recertification, we know that the permit is good for 2 years.
Okay.
And then every 2 years when the applicant wants to get it renewed, he must be fingerprinted again. It does not say anything about requalifying again. It doesn't say anything about if you did one gun, got your permit, and then Santa was nice to you and you got another gun for Christmas, how do you add that to it? Some people are just saying one permit covers them all. I don't agree with that, because that's not the way I had to do it ever as a police officer. We had to qualify with every gun. And when you read this, the rule on the state police website, as I just read to you, says you must have the receipt for the firearm or arms that you tend to carry. So that means that they want to see the guns that you're going to be carrying at the time that they give you the document. Okay. So that would be my input on that.
So now this is something I keep getting asked, and I still haven't seen anything on either as well. If you're carrying, concealed, let's say,
mm-hmm.
what do you got to have on you? Do you have to have your firearms ID with you? Do you have to have a concealed thing saying I can carry, or what? Because I know some states are completely different, and I haven't found anything on that yet either. I don't know if you've heard anything to this point.
I have not seen anything. My thought would be you shall have the minimum, the issuing card. So when they do issue you a card saying that you are permit, this is your permit to carry a concealed firearm, that you have that gun and that card at minimum.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that again, we haven't got anything from the state yet, so maybe we'll do an update down the road mm-hmm. when we get more stuff out there, because people are going to want to know. But this is what, you know, is happening so far. But there's still a lot of people asking a lot of questions. That's why I'm glad we did this today, to kind of get the basics of what we know so far and go there, because a lot of people are asking, a lot of people are applying, and they don't know, you know, like, what am I doing, what's going on.
Yeah.
So hopefully sooner than later the state will get something out to us that's very clear and to the point. I don't know.
Yeah, we just need to want them to get passed. That's what I'd like to see. Another thing that people keep asking me is reciprocity between other states. Can other states that have concealed carry or constitutional carry now carry New Jersey? We don't know the answer to that. As far as I understand, according to New Jersey, no. According to the Supreme Court, yes. I don't want to be the test case, right? Yeah. And then vice versa, now because you have this permit to carry in New Jersey, providing you get yours issued, can you now, without worry, go and carry concealed or carry a firearm in other states? And my answer to that is, I don't know. Because historically, New Jersey has not had concealed carry. So historically, states only issued reciprocity to those states that also issued reciprocity. But since New Jersey never honored reciprocity from any other state, it's in their books to not honor New Jersey's reciprocity. So I hope everybody's checking. Basically, what I'm saying is just because you have a permit to carry a gun in New Jersey, can I go to Pennsylvania, New York, Delaware, Washington? I would think not at this point. That's something that's one of these things that's going to be continually updating because the state could jump on or jump off at any time. So if you plan to travel, Google that state. Worst case scenario, call the state police agency in the state you intend to travel to or through to make sure you're within the law during that journey.
Awesome, awesome. Anything else you want to throw in there for the time being on it?
Yeah, anybody who gets one, people who get them, don't mess it up. They're waiting for somebody to be the test case. Don't give them, don't do it. Don't let them be the test case. You have a gun, you have to be more de-escalatory, right? You have to have thicker skin. Nothing can get on your nerves. Yes, ma'am, no, I'm so sorry, it's my fault. And just be that de-escalatory type person, okay? Save life, that's it.
Like,
don't even worry about saving your skin. You don't worry about saving face. It's about saving life, and that's it.
Like Uncle Ben said in Spider-Man, with great power comes
great responsibility.
Yes. So had a nerd out there for a sec. But, yeah, so, guys, that's what we got so far for you. Again, we're not lawyers, but Corey is going to be staying up to date with a lot of this stuff happening because he's going to be training people and he needs to know. So we'll do an update in the future. I'm just going to jump back real quick. If you haven't seen the video that we've put out before about applying for a firearm in the state of New Jersey, a lot of that is still super relevant. You can go back and check all that out. And then, as always, if you got questions, you got comments, please drop them down below. Please subscribe, hit the sub button. And drop some comments. We will get back to you and answer the best way we can. Or you can check out Corey on his website.
Safetyman.co and all social media at SafetyManCO.
All right, guys. Thank you, and we'll see you on the next one.
Peace. Safe.